on to the barn. If you look at item FF092, there's a motion there to authorize hiring Suburban Consulting Engineers to prepare essentially a detailed scope of services, to put into writing exactly what needs to be done to the barn. This is necessary for us to go out to bid. We have to define exactly what the work is. We mentioned this at the last few meetings. We're in need of a roof, a rebuild, cupola, I think siding, structural issues, quite a bit of work actually, but it has to be detailed by someone who knows what we're doing, and we'll go out to bid for that. So that's an FF92. That was to the tune of about $5,500 to have that work done for us.
Is that a reasonable price? Do we know?
Yeah, we looked at the hourly rate and we concluded that it was actually below typical market rate.
They estimate it to be 48 to 60 man hours to do work.
Under $100 an hour, which apparently is quite reasonable for this kind of work. So, but it did come up at the meeting and was discussed.
Okay.
And that was our conclusion. Second item is athletic fields. Those of us on the committee received a feasibility study from Suburban Engineers. This was done gratis, so thank you to Suburban Engineers for doing this for us. This is a fairly extensive feasibility study to look at the placement of new fields on this side of the road. We're not talking about the land across the street. So there is space between this school and Spruce Run. The feasibility study concludes that we could fit two fields there, one soccer / lacrosse field and one softball field. We don't have detailed costs yet. There are rough estimates provided here. It's on the order of $200,000 or so for the soccer field, approximately $250,000 for a softball field. The issue, of course, is how to pay for that. We will be talking to bond council. We have referendum money left over. We might be able to use these fields. Kevin is also going to look into getting grants, possibly, to pay for the field as well. Pat had mentioned that we probably ought to focus first on the soccer field, as I recall. That was a good suggestion. We can get four teams on that field. We have both girls and boys. We have both soccer and lacrosse. The softball field would only serve one team, which would be girls' softball. So in order of priority, if we in fact can only do one, we would do the soccer lacrosse field first. If funds permit, of course, we could then go back and do the softball field. So we'll be waiting on either getting grant money or getting permission from our bond council to use the referendum money to do this. The original plan for the school as well did show the fields. So hopefully this will fall within the boundaries of being able to use that money to construct the fields. Okay.
What's the timetable on that? What do they expect if we get a go from...
Well, we talked about this in the meeting. Our hope was, if all went smoothly, to be able to start construction of at least the first field in the spring and have that field ready for the fall. That's our hope. We think that's feasible.
Okay.
Obviously, nothing set in stone, but that would be our goal, to have this ready for the start of the next school year, at least the first field. Third item, pay to play. At the last special meeting, we bounced around a number of possible options. The recommendation of the committee is essentially this: to take the total estimated costs for pay for all extracurricular sports next year and to target from the budget about 25% of those costs, and to assume the other 75% would be raised by fees paid by parents. Now, that 25% includes also parents who can't afford to pay, et cetera. So if you take the total amount, we're going to target about 25%. So that's about $19,000 or so.
I budgeted it.
So we'll budget 19, and the other 56 or so will be raised by fees. Now, in terms of the structure of the fees, we are going to recommend what we talked about last time, which is a tiered system, 3 tiers for the sports and 2 tiers for the club's activities. We haven't worked out the details yet of exactly what that will be. We'll have to put a spreadsheet together and come up with the exact numbers. Come up with something there. And that's the recommendation for the committee. I guess we don't need a motion, but we are going to actually have to have, I guess, buy-in. We're going to need to have this firmed up to go finish the budget.
Correct.
So I guess now would be a good time. If there's objections or any discussion on this, we should have it now, because this is what's going to be built into the budget.
What's the thinking approximately for 3-tiered for sports? What kind of money are we talking about?
Well, we didn't work it out, but let's see, the most expensive sports, I think, are around
$364, although the figures for the spring, I spoke to Ms. Woolley this weekend, and she's just not ready to come up there yet, so that might change the limit. The cheapest one so far has been $111 for cross country.
We're trying to simplify it a little bit, so it's not 252 and 269.
And like, well, you know, I don't know what the figures would be, but hopefully they'll be, if they're not around hundreds, I hope they're at least, you know, the nearest $50, you know, a 300, a 200, a 100, or a 200, a 150, 100, whatever the numbers work out. But we want something simple. We don't want to have to sit and calculate to the nearest cent what each sport costs. But we'll put everything into a bucket based on its approximate cost.
So the thinking of the committee is for sports would be three different prices,
yes,
depending upon what our experience has been this year and how much the sport costs.
That's right. And two tiers for the clubs. Clubs tend to fit into a much narrower range, and they're generally less expensive. So, you know, we'll
and the 25% is not to help defray that cost, but if we have children that are on free and reduced lunch or from families that have difficulty paying.
Well, there's a number of factors why we need some flexibility there. One is we need to have that. Sometimes the sport, not enough kids show up, and so the estimates can be off, right?
I mean, but I thought it was also to defray the cost.
It is to defray that.
That is
part of it. That's not the entire thing. There's a number of reasons for doing that. We picked the 25%, you know, fairly ad hoc. I mean, it's not, you know, the number could be anything, but that seemed like a reasonable figure. But yes, that would include any parents who need help in paying. Any other shortcomings that come up, you know, we come up with expenses we didn't expect.
But, you know, the other way to defray the cost was we had a pretty lengthy discussion about how to bring the expense down of the whole program. This came up at our last meeting. You know, we talked about coaching, we talked about transportation. It's probably not as simple a solution as, you know, as everyone thinks, so we did go into that in detail. I would still like us to make an effort to see what we can do about that, but it's going to be a little harder than probably we thought at first blush. Is that a fair characterization?
Yeah.
Yes.
The whole concept of volunteers, we realize, could be very difficult given the time of the day that a lot of the coaches would be required. It'd be great if we could, but it would be very difficult.
Mark, do you have any examples of like what sports would fit in the different tiers as well as the club tiers?
Not offhand. I mean, I know the soccer was $350 this year, so that's, I guess, near the top.
That's on the first tier.
Expensive tier.
John, to look at the fall, it possibly could be cross-country, volleyball, soccer, just like that, playing out.
I did look at it. It's not going to be all that easy because, you know, within basketball, we charge different price for the A and the B team. So try to get probably 12 sports to fit into three tiers is going to take some juggling.
How about on the clubs? It's two tiers, right? What would be a...
Most would fall in the first tier. There were only a few because of the limited number of participants that made the number higher. That's one of the ones that we were looking at.
I think there was a singing organization at the RBS that was 167, yeah. So, but then we have a lot of them that are like $19.
Okay.
I guess, you know, when we go to put the spreadsheet together, if those numbers don't look good, if three tiers isn't the right number, we can always come back. I mean, if things don't fit naturally into three tiers, we have to go with four, or if it looks like two works, we can always do that. But this is the basic process we want to follow. That's the numbers we're working with.
At first, when I thought, oh, I have to work this out now, this weekend, and then I realized, no, I don't. I have to budget 25%. The details can follow.
Right. Yeah, that's all we need to go forward with the budget. I mean, we're going to budget $19,000, and the rest of coming from parents. So if we're all okay with that concept, we can go forward and work out the details later.
So what you're looking for from the board is just a consensus on, yes, this is the way we should go.
Right, because the budget that you all get is going to have this assumption built in. That's going to be in the budget. So we don't want any surprises with it.
Right. Any objections or concerns about the recommendation of the Finance Committee? Okay. Looks good, Mark.
I think it's a good recommendation.
Yeah.
That's all I have. I have items to move for approval.
Yeah, can I just housekeeping on the committee? Just Jean's name needs to go on the committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Sorry about that, Jean.
Thank you, Grace.
Where is it? It's on the
right here.
Report. Oh, there. It's on the committee report. Okay, items 080 through 093.
Mark still moves. Do we have a second? Second by Kevin?
No, question.
Wait, well, let's get a second first. Who's second? Seconded by Grace. Now, any questions or comments?
On the way 5 pass,
Can you just summarize what that issue is with the need for the...
I'd be happy to, and I'm actually glad you brought that up, because we're going to do that a little different this year. If you have a district whose Medicaid-eligible student, special education student population numbers 40 or less, you can request a waiver. And it's actually the state who does the projection. For Clinton Township, the projection for 2011-2012 are 22 students. So we can request the waiver. That's what we're doing. But here's the good. This is a win-win. They also come up with a projection of how much money they think you would see if you went through this process, which is really not an easy process, but it's doable. What the special health study team is going to do for 2011-2012 is they're going to do the semi-process, okay, which requires parental signatures and logging of services, et cetera, okay? And the reason this is a win-win is any money we get is good, okay? If you don't reach 90% of your projection, there's a punitive process from the state, not financial, but paperwork. But since we're under 40, we can have the leeway to work out the kinks to get this process going, because we do have to have parents sign papers. There may be a little hesitancy there, okay? So give us a year or two to get our sea legs so that if we do get to that 40 threshold, as a district, we've worked out the kinks before we have to.
So you don't have to meet the 90% benchmark now?
Because we're doing the waiver.
Any other questions on any of the items? On facilities and finance? We have a roll call vote.
Ms. Krusty?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Ms. Helfrich?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan? Ms. Leving?
Yes.
Mr. Shadle?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
That's on all but 88 and no 188.
And Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
All motions pass.
Personnel and negotiations. Michelle?
Yes, thank you. Really not a lot to report, as we were supposed to meet with the fact finder, which is the next step in our budget in our contract negotiations. That was supposed to be last Tuesday, which unfortunately it snowed, and our fact finder canceled our meeting in the evening. So we have rescheduled now for February 22nd. So basically, there's really, it's just status quo. Nothing has really been gone forward because of the snow day. So hopefully, at the meeting on the 28th, I'll have something to report.
Okay. Do you want to comment on any of the other items?
I don't. I think they're all pretty self-explanatory.
I just noticed that there are two retirements of note. One is Mrs. Patricia Hunt, instrumental music teacher here at the middle school. I'll be retiring as of February 1st. And Julia Mangino, as well, middle school teacher here, will be leaving us at the end of this year. We were lucky to have Julie stay with us last year. She rescinded her retirement for one more year to help us out.
Okay, so I have some items to move. Action 11 PN 130 through PN 144.
We have a second on that?
Second.
Second by Mark. Any discussion on items 130 through 144? 130 through 144.
I'm pushing on 133, there's those two teachers. What are the duties that we're hiring these folks for, as opposed to the people who are called up daily for substitute teaching?
It really ranges from what they are called to do. It could be a certified teacher position, that is the $90 per day rate, where they could be in a classroom filling in for one of our unified arts positions or anywhere else that we need a certified staff. And then the other one is the pay for our teachers' assistants.
Okay, so that was actually my second question, is were they certified or not? So they are certified if they're
correct
for a teacher.
Certified in the fact that I have a substitute certificate through the county,
okay.
Which is 60 credits of college. But we find that many of our substitutes are certified teachers.
Any other questions?
just have one question. Item number 132, are you at liberty to share at this time what the change, the request for the change is?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay. I didn't think so.
May we roll call vote, please?
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Ms. Hofig?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Loving?
Yes.
Mr. Shadle?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkel?
Yes.
Motion's carried 9-0.
Policy and curriculum, Jody?
We did meet as a committee this month. We talked about policy updates. As you know, we recently put all of our new policies up last year, but the first round of revisions is due. The committee will be receiving all of those policies. In fact, I think we received them tonight, right?
Correct.
And they'll be ready for a first reading at our next meeting. We also discussed some new programs where we could potentially look at curriculum mapping in a more successful way, where we give our teachers the ability to kind of pre-test, post-test, ensure what they're learning in this grade is consistent with how they're going to hand off in future grades. So we're excited to learn more about that. I think, Kevin, you already talked about the consortium. And that's about it. Okay, we have one action item tonight, action item number PC018. We're looking at the second reading for the adoption of policy 6660. It's just a student activity fund. So.
You so move?
Yes.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Donna. Any discussion on that particular item or any questions for Jody concerning communications? Seeing none, we're going to have a roll call vote.
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Ms. Hofig?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Loving?
Yes.
Mr. Shadle?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkel?
Yes.
Motion carries 9-0.
Before we get to the second public session of the board meeting, I just wanted to take a minute to also thank Mr. Voss. Is he still here?
Communications. He had another meeting. I
want to thank him for coming. They had a
Board of Adjustment meeting.
Board of Adjustment? Oh, the Board of Adjustment. That's I know the Board of Adjustment.
We're on the agenda.
We're on the agenda? Okay. But it's nice to see a representative from the Township Council. And it's nice to see a representative from the Township Council. Hopefully Mr. Voss will be coming to all the Board of Education meetings, and hopefully we'll have some positive results as of that. We have one other committee report. I'm sorry, I almost skipped over it. Donna, communications.
Okay. We did meet 2 weeks ago before the last board meeting to talk about the status of budget communication. We talked about getting the voter registration forms and absentee ballots out in all the locations and at all school events, and that is happening. We probably will be reaching out to board members to man the table once we have information to disseminate so that in addition to passing out the voter registration forms, we can be there to answer questions once there's some substantial information to report. We worked on the newsletter, which again was a pretty interesting one. A lot of the topics that were discussed at the last board meeting were included as far as some preliminary budget information and the school reports, particularly a lot about the outreach efforts of our students. So that's all. No action items.
Thank you, Donna. Any questions for Donna on communications? All right, moving on to the second public hearing. Anybody in the audience have any questions for the board or comments that they would like to make, concerns? Please feel free to come to the podium, state your name and address, and try to keep your comments to 3 minutes.
Mark Freer. Just quick, I thought it would be on the agenda, and I apologize if I just thought maybe being at the last meeting. January 10th, you alluded to the board, members of the board, we're going to meet with our council, speaking of council, I guess, And I just was wondering if you could brief us as to any discussions that were had. Was it good? Was it bad? I just wanted to be on here because we wanted communication. That you were,
our morning meeting with the
members? Yeah, that you would communicate to the members in the audience or whomever that how the meeting went and just brief us about any positive feedback, negative feedback, any kind of feedback. I think it's important. I mean, council's going to look at, should the budget fail, council's going to look at it. Let's hope they don't have to. But, you know, so what kind of dynamics were being dealt with? That's all. And also, I seem to shy was on two committees. Could someone update the website? The man's already has right to sit at this table, and yet he doesn't even have it on the website, on the committees. Can we update that for him? I think he deserves to have his name not just on his notes, but on the website itself.
As Mr. Shadle deserves his name on the list that the committee has been on.
Yeah, whatever can I mean, you know,
absolutely.
Just update, that's all. But also, if you can give us some information about how the meeting went, that's all. I think it's important for whoever's here and maybe.
Well, you actually heard a lot of it already from between Mr. Voss and myself, Mark, because really it was a follow up. He was unable to attend the first meeting where the Finance and Facilities Committee met with the mayor, and it would have been Mr. Voss. So we had a follow-up meeting with him, and he spoke to actually the things we shared with the mayor, which is we're looking to go out as a flat tax, looking at to continue to push for efficiencies in everywhere in the budget. I don't want to speak for the mayor, but he's always very supportive of the schools, very supportive of the board, and really just put it out to us to say that you got to get the budget passed. And as Mr. Voss spoke about PR and some of the things that we need to put out there, the mayor shared that as well. There's certain things that he knows that we're doing well, but maybe people aren't listening. One of the things that we want to share through the idea of like this wiki is that instead of people talking about us, maybe they can talk to us. And if we're not posting certain information, as you just pointed out, maybe we should, and then we can start a dialogue with people. So thank you for that, Mark.
Good evening, my name is Nicole Costello. I reside at 33 Cedar Grove in Annandale. Just a quick question on communication. You might have said this, and I think I might have missed it. Are you going to continue to have a section in the Clinton Township newsletter that was granted successful? I think it was in the November, December issue, where there was some hot topics that you did get out to the public. Is that something that's going to be ongoing?
We try to do twofold, Nicole. We always try to hit some of the talking points that we know that are coming here at the board, that we know that as per the special board meeting, people want to have feedback on it because they can't always come out to see us. But as well, we want to tell them what's going on in the schools. So you always see things with what the students are working on either in the classroom or as a grade level or as a whole school, some of the service learning that both myself and Donna spoke to. But yes, we want to give kind of that feedback. If you aren't here, this is where we're standing. Yes, and my understanding is the newsletter has been, the school has been a part of it since its inception. Mm-hmm.
So it's been a legacy. I've seen what the students are doing, but the separate section where it was regarding the Board of Ed isn't usually there.
That's a good point. Thank you, Nicole.
I know you can't comment on the executive session that's going to be held, but I know that Kevin, either in the, I don't think it was the last meeting, in the December meeting, you had brought up the point of thinking about possibly extending your contract.
So November, yes, Rachel.
November. So I'm going to assume that this is what this is about. And I've been reading a lot lately in the paper about different school boards and how they're grappling with the new cap of $175,000 for superintendents based on enrollment. And given what is out there in the public in terms of passing budgets and your endeavor to communicate more with the public, I would just caution you that when you go into this meeting to really think about whether or not you should be extending the contract when you have not settled the teacher's contract yet. I think that has a very negative connotation to the district as a whole if you're going to extend the superintendent's contract and yet the teacher's contract is not settled. I know that you're in fact-finding, and I know that we're working under the old contract, but I think that they're probably would look down upon that. Thanks.
Thank you, Rachel. If I may comment, I asked the board to freeze my salary last year, and just so happens that's the exact cap that the governor has set for a district of this size. So for the board, it's kind of a win-win. They got an extra year of at cap. And moving ahead, as you already pointed out, it really is a discussion for the length of my contract alone, not a matter of more money.
Thank you,
McClay. You're welcome.
Okay, next we'll go to Mr.
And again, as part of what the woman said before, I realize it's not about money because it wasn't about money the last time in November when you said it also. But extending anybody's contract, I thought the governor said there wasn't any changes in anybody's contract for anything.
No, you're allowed to rescind and renew contracts.
Right,
and
you're not up yet, is that right? You're not up for another
correct,
year?
Correct, for another year and a half. Correct.
So, he was just talking about, I didn't hear him just say it was about money. I thought he froze doing anything with any superintendent's contract until other decisions are made.
Until they get the acting commissioner, which they have.
Okay.
Mr. Scherf is now in the position to approve.
And he contract. So once, if he approves it, then it's good.
Now, the new regulations are coming out in the beginning of February, I think the 4th. For really any contract to be designed on, and so that's would be the discussion.
There's chance. Anybody else have a comment for the board?
If everyone can tell, or if you can't tell, Mr. Dinkoff was an educator, and his, I'm calling them pregnant pauses, are actually wait times for students. So, well done.
Moving on to new business. Is there any new business that needs to be brought up before the board by board members? Any new business? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion that we go into executive session. So moved by second. Michelle, seconded by Jody. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Just so the public knows, there'll be no action taken after the executive session. No action taken after the executive session. Thank you, and thank you very much for coming out this evening.